It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Like a hot night in Tijuana, they're the donkey show of fantasy football. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Kevin's the guy in chaps.
Yeah, I'm assless chaps. That's me. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And we are the Fantasy Football Guys. We did a little differently tonight to throw Lyle off.
A little bit. A little bit.
That's what we do.
A little wee-art.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. You can check us out on the World Wide Web at thefantasyfootballguys.com.
Al Gore's internet, Kevin. By the way, that website's starting to pick that back up.
It is.
And we post a questions thread every week. And before every show, so that you guys can go there and post questions if you want to, and we will answer them on the air.
On the show.
Yeah.
Put one up today, but I kind of didn't tell anybody about it or whatever, so, you know, it's like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there, does it ask a question of the tree?
We'll have seven questions by the time we end the show.
We might. Yeah, so if you go to thefantasyfootballguys.com and look for the thread that says official questions thread, if you do that in the next 30 minutes, of course, nobody's hearing this,
right?
Because it's not live.
We're not live. When are we going live again?
I don't know. We could do that next week, I guess.
Yeah, we probably should.
So
we'll start rocking it on. Usually we do a YouTube live stream. We haven't done it yet this year, but maybe we'll pick that back up next week.
Well, we have to for Saturdays because it's live.
Well, also, Saturdays are important, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be doing the Saturday call-in show where it's just nothing but Q&A with you guys, and we're looking forward to that because that's our favorite show of the week.
It's the best show.
We're also going to be doing the waiver wire show again this year. We're not going to do the question show. We're just going to mold that back into the Saturday and Wednesday shows.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many questions can you ask, really?
We get a lot, but, you know, I think we can manage.
And we can muddle through it. Also, check us out on Twitter at TFFG.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check us out if you're listening to us in a place that you're having trouble with. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're in a bunch of other places
as
well.
We're on the World Wide Web, Kevin.
We are. And so that's about it. So let's get to some news, shall we? You know, we tell people, you know, every year, for the past, this is our 13th season doing this. Can you believe that?
I do.
We're in season 13. Yeah, seems like more. But don't draft early. Because you know what? Yesterday, Mike Gillisley was thought to be the number one running back in New England. Guess what? James White now listed as the starting running back.
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, Deion Lewis also listed as one of the Patriots' two starting running backs.
Love that information.
On the depth chart. So, you know what? It's Bill. He's not going to give any real info.
Here's the thing, though. Gillisley's only got a hamstring, so it's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if he didn't play a
major role.
Right. Yeah. He's going to be involved. I mean, Belichick's, you know, he's been involved in this for a while now. He knows what he's doing, and his injury report is never reliable. So this is super early. Guess what?
Tom Brady's been on the injury report since 2004.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why we say draft. You know, if you can draft
late
Thursday afternoon before the first Thursday regular season game,
that's the best time.
Do that.
As much info as possible, ladies and gentlemen.
It's exactly right. Wait till before the last preseason game if you can.
If we can, yeah. Yeah. By the way, we got real football tomorrow night.
We do.
Actually, it's tonight. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a game tonight.
There is a game tonight, but real football kicks off
tomorrow. That's right, Eagles-Panthers. I'm sorry, right. Eagles-Packers.
Packers.
It will be in Lambeau, and that'll be exciting. We're pretty happy to see Carson Wentz get out there and throw a couple of passes.
Oh, you think you're going to see Carson Wentz?
Yeah, he's going to start.
Yeah. He's going to hand the ball off and then trot off the field.
He's going to be in for a series, and then he's going to go to the sideline.
I don't even know if it's going to be a series, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Martavis Bryant cleared to participate in the preseason, which is pretty good. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Steelers have been informed that Bryant has been cleared to participate in preseason activities. I don't know if that means he's going to be ready for week one or what, but it's a step in the right direction if you're a Martavis Bryant owner. Let's see, Corey Davis for your Tennessee Titans is week to week. He's got an injury he's nursing. The running back situation in Seattle is kind of a mess right now, right? You got Proslice, you got Rawls, you got Eddie Lacy in there. So nobody really knows what's going to happen with that. Another reason not to draft early. But Seahawks beat writer Bob Condotta is suggesting perhaps Thomas Rawls has the gig. I don't believe it this early.
Nope.
This isn't a shock. Rob Gronkowski expected to sit out the first preseason game.
Also in news, Sky is blue.
Sky is blue. And Dwayne Allen's getting a lot of looks because of that.
Also in news. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the second tight end in New England doing well. Mike Williams is running again for the Chargers.
That's fun.
Yeah, you know, he's had some issues, of course, but I wouldn't go near that guy unless it was a unless it was a dynasty league and I was chock full of wide receivers. Anyway, I wouldn't go near him.
I mean, listen, there's a decent possibility that he'll be okay. It's a late round flyer, roll the dice kind of guy.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about wide receivers tonight.
So. We are. You all right over there?
I'm fine. That was upstairs.
Oh, I heard a big crashing noise.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like Andrew Luck is not going to be on the PUP list when the season opens.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Here's the thing. I have Andrew Luck in our Dynasty League. I'm drafted another cube.
You should. Yeah. You better.
Yeah. I'm going to be looking elsewhere.
Would we get 9 in there? 9, 10?
Yeah, you can keep 10.
10, okay.
But, dude, I'm going to have to let some good guys go. I have plenty of good guys. Anyway, let's see what else you got going on. Oh, Devontae Freeman for your Falcons, Lyle, signed a 5-year deal. For the moment, until Le'Veon Bell signs his 1-year, you know, franchise tag
but
tender.
He's up there.
Devontae Freeman, the highest paid running back in the NFL at the moment.
$41.25 million.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's pretty good. And considering that he'll be spelled at least half of the time by Tevin Coleman,
yeah,
who is probably just as good.
Well, that's
I mean,
the thing.
They're pretty. I mean, listen, I don't want to take anything away from Freeman. He's awesome, but Tevin Coleman's also a badass.
They're differently awesome though.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a good change of pace.
Freeman's kind of opportunistic. Tevin Coleman's a very good route runner.
He's a bit of a slasher.
He is a slasher. He's a one cut back. A lot of fun to watch.
James Conner, backup running back behind Le'Veon Bell, is back at practice, which is a good thing. Dude, you know he could end up starting some games if Bell doesn't come in.
I mean, you know, he sells a lot of jerseys.
He seems to. Another reason not to draft early, Leonard Fournette and T.J. Yeldon allegedly going to split carries, at least at the beginning of the season. We'll see how that works out.
This reminds me of the Adrian Peterson, Cheshire Taylor situation.
Yeah.
I like T.J. Yeldon. I think he could be a good running back in the NFL.
He could.
But he needs the right situation. Mm-hmm. He's not an Adrian Peterson.
No.
Right? Who can go into any situation and be successful.
You're talking about Yeldon now.
Yeldon.
Yeah.
Right, so Fournette's going to come in, and they're going to go, oh, yeah, no, we're going to give Yeldon a couple carries. Guess how long that's going to last?
Midway through the first game, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, it's just going to happen that Fournette's going to play his way on the field. He's a young, athletic guy. I'd be shocked. Yeldon has had experience in this offense, and he has yet to shine, right? I'm just guessing here based on my memory, but 2.4 per carry, you know, 2.9. It was under 3.
Not great
for Yeldon.
Either way,
yeah. It was bad. So Fournette coming in, yeah, why not? And watch, he's going to get, you know, it probably won't be great at first. It'd be 4.2, 3.9, but it's better than Yeldon. So
presumably,
I would imagine that Fournette's going to get a lot of carries. But here's the thing that could really open up T.J. Yeldon and allow him to actually shine in this offense as a change of pace
or a guy you throw out into the slot.
Absolutely.
Or put them both on the field at the same time.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, put them in motion, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things you can do. So, you know, lots going on in camp, but really the world is saturated with NFL news at this point. So we'll wrap up the news right about now. Okay. So, we're talking about wide receivers today.
Weed receivers.
Oops.
Lighties.
I just did a pen flip.
And she told me.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, have you done much mock drafting so far this
year? I have done a few.
So,
by a few, I mean like one every couple hours a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm at right now. So
I'm bored.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do?
Right. So, in our main money league, I have the third pick.
I have number one.
I know.
Jordy Nelson.
And David Johnson is kept, so
yeah.
He's off the deal.
Right, so. But Zeke is not, and Lev Bell is not, right?
That's correct.
Right. So I have a big decision to make.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So I'm sitting there third.
So to make this about me.
Well, it's not. Let's
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But also, in the other league you and I just joined, the Ballers League,
mm-hmm.
I have the eighth pick. You know what I've decided?
I think I have 12.
You do.
Right?
I have 12. Yeah. You know what I've decided about the eighth pick?
What's up?
Eighth pick sucks this year. What I'm going to have to do there is I'm going to reach because the top tier running backs are gone and the top tier receivers are gone. And all the mocks I've done, okay? So what I found, especially doing being in the third spot, is I can get a top receiver or a top running back. But by the time it comes back around to
me,
at the end of the second, there's no running backs left, and the receivers are somewhat questionable. You know, you're sitting there, you know, you're looking at...
Have you run the numbers, Kevin?
I have run some numbers. Yeah, our calculator is now working. There was a
snafu, but it's up to date now.
So if you go to fantasyfootballguys.com, you can see the calculator right at the top.
You can go to the calculator.
2016 numbers are in.
Here's the thing. So you can check that last out. Year's numbers, running backs are way ahead. And honestly, they're way ahead in all of the 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year averages. So you're looking at probably, it's not 100%. So it's not, I mean, last year was actually slightly more than 100% more points for the running back. But the previous years, you're looking at like 2/3 probably. So that's probably a more accurate assessment of what's happening. So you can expect if you draft a running back before a running back, or sorry, a wide receiver before a running back, you're going to lose about 30% of value, right? So you better make sure it's a really good wide receiver. So, given your situation, I think a reach for running back is probably better than drafting one of the wide receivers at the eight spot, roughly.
Right. And that's what I end up doing, you know, because, you know, I could, in a lot of cases there, I can reach for Freeman or I can get, you know, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, at that point, I'll take Evans and wait to come back around and get a running back there maybe. But from the third spot... Right. When I'll get, you know, Antonio Brown or I can get, you know, LeSean McCoy or one of those guys, you know, OBJ. But when I come back around at the end of the second round, I'm looking at guys like, you know, Hilton, who may be luckless. I'm looking at guys like, you know, Demaryius Thomas. I don't want Demaryius Thomas to be my number one wide receiver.
So you're not interested in Mel Gordon at eight?
I am at eight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can get Freeman, I can get Mel Gordon there. Yeah,
all right.
But I'm really leaning towards, you know, the first round is not really a problem because there's going to be good guys there.
Mm-hmm.
It's that second round coming around if you're in the third spot. So if you're at the beginning, if you're in the 1-2-3 spot, when you come back around at the back end of the second, there's guys with all kinds of questions there. You know, are you going to reach for Terrell Pryor?
No.
You know, Demaryius Thomas is there. You're going to go for Crabtree?
You maybe. Nah, I don't hate Crabtree.
I don't hate Crabtree there, but he's not to me a second rounder.
Probably not, no.
You know, there sits DeAndre Hopkins, a rookie quarterback, or Tom Savage. Is he a second rounder?
That could be a gem, though.
It could be, or it could be a second round pooch screw. Okay?
He should be a first round draft. He really should be.
If he had a cube, dude, if he had a quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback would be better than the one last year. We that's for certain.
Will it?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because it's not Brock Osweiler.
That's very true, and I agree with you. But, dude, nobody's seen what – I mean, Savage.
I feel you. I feel you. But I'm just saying, I think that he's good enough that I wouldn't feel bad about drafting him.
I agree with you that no matter which one it is, even
that's
if it's
bargain.
The Rook.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be better than last
even
year.
Even if he has second-tier numbers, you're still getting value at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. So, you know, obviously the first tier, you know, you've got Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., and that's probably the first tier. Really, the second tier to me is like A.J. Green, Jordy Nelson, Evans, and Hilton if Luck is healthy.
But he's not supposed to start
right
on the pup, but yeah.
So you know, those guys will take you through probably the middle of the second round.
Wait, what is your second tier?
Second tier is like AJ Green. Of course, he could probably ease up to the first back end of the first tier.
Probably one, but yeah, okay.
But Jordy, you know, because you know age and etc. You know, Mike Evans, T.Y. You know, probably second tier to me.
Des Bryant's probably in there.
Yeah, the problem. Yeah,
Michael Thomas from New Orleans is probably in there. Amari Cooper or Doug Baldwin might be in there. That's, I mean, I'm just speculating at this point, but I'm just saying those are names that might cross into that.
Yeah, the thing about Des Bryant, and you know, I don't mind him, but the thing about, you know, I like yards after the catch. Des really doesn't do that. He's a, you know, contest the ball at the high point and get tackled as soon as he lands for
You're
the most part. So which is fine
here's the thing.
In the red zone.
How does that hurt his fantasy value?
It doesn't necessarily.
When it's a 40-yard pass for a touchdown?
Right. Yeah. You know, I like that, but I would rather have a Julio Jones 90-yard reception.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And listen, I mean, your top tier is I can't argue with. I think that AJ and Mike Evans might also be in there. But I agree. And your second tier, I think is pretty accurate, but I think Dez.
And I think Dez goes in there
as
well.
He's in the second tier, yeah.
And then it starts to get a little foggy.
It does.
Because, you know, I think T.Y. could be a second-tier guy, but there's questions about, you know, his quarterback, obviously. So, dude, he's really kind of slipped to the back of the second.
He drops to the third tier for me.
Yeah. Or lower. I mean, not based on his skill.
He's in a void for me right now until I know what's going on.
Yeah, who's a backup quarterback in Indianapolis?
The guy I don't care about
at
all.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because he's not Andrew Luck. That's who it is. Right on the back of his jersey, not Luck.
Not Luck.
Right. So then you start talking about guys like Amari Cooper, who I like.
I like him too.
Doug Baldwin, who, you know what? I always have trouble drafting him, but I don't know why. Because he always friggin' performs.
He doesn't like every game, but then he'll have weeks where he just explodes. He's the perfect flex.
He is.
He really is. If you can get him, you probably won't be able to this year because he's being drafted too high.
You don't want to put your flex in the third round.
Put him in the flex and he's like, you know, 10 points, 10 points, 10 points, 40.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just dropped 120 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you're not trying to get flex players in the third. You want weekly starters in the third.
Of course.
So.
Damn right.
You know, there's lots of questions about Brandon Cooks, about whether or not he is going to be able to be.
Listen,
like, there's only so many footballs in New England, right?
Listen, let me explain something to ladies and gentlemen out there and to my co-host Kevin. Stop being stupid.
Wait a minute, let me write this down.
Yeah, write it down. Stop being stupid.
Being
this guy is 100% a value pick. Okay, he's on one of the best offenses in the NFL with the best quarterback that's ever played with a bunch of talent around him so they can't just focus on him. He's going to be dynamite. Okay, he's going to crush. There's no question in my mind that if everybody stays healthy, right, particularly Gronk.
Well, and that'll particularly be a big Brady. Deal.
Well, Brady too, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks is going to be amazing in this offense. And I think he's one of the bargains early round. The thing that really bothers me about him is I think that in our leagues, Kevin, he's going to go too early for me to grab him. People are going to reach for him.
Yeah, right now he's bottom of the third.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if somebody drafted him in the second round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in our main league, you know, there's some savvy drafters in there, but you know, so somebody's going to try to get him at the back of the second.
Yeah.
This other league, dude, I have no idea what to expect.
Me either. But apparently, some people are listening. So.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So
F you guys.
Yeah, we'll be seeing yell asses. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to see a Gronk in the first round. You know. Might see an Aaron Rodgers pick in the first round. I have no idea what to expect.
In that league, I guess it's possible, Dan.
Who knows?
I'm not going in assuming that. If that happens, I'll be super pleased.
Yeah. And if you did this and you're listening, yeah, I'm sorry, but one of the guys kept a kicker as his keeper. So
did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So who knows what to expect?
You know what, though? To be fair, maybe his team sucked.
Maybe.
By the way, did you hear about that kicker from
70 yards.
72
yards. He's ready to do it in a game.
They're going
to
try it.
Though, here's the thing.
Come on. Where was he from, Kevin?
I don't know. It was something I read in passing. But, dude, all you have to do is get to the 50. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. It's going to change the game if people can... that's not him. That was Caleb Sturgis for the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it's not. No. Are you efforting this, or do I need
I was
to
trying
hop in?
To. Brandon Ruiz? No. Yep. I got to figure this out. But anyway, there's a... Is it in Denver? I think it might be in Denver. So here's the deal. There's a kicker somewhere in the NFL who apparently a young guy who's just nailing field
Brandon
goals.
Brandon McManus, 73-yard field goal in Broncos McManus. Practice.
There it is. Broncos. I knew it.
Yeah, but you didn't. You suspected.
I said Broncos.
Yeah, eventually.
I remember thinking that maybe the thin air was contributing.
Maybe.
Yeah. But anyway.
Give it a couple extra yards.
Kid hit a 73-yard field goal in practice, and they're saying that they're willing to try this in a game.
Dude, when Paxton Lynch is your cube, you're willing to give it a shot.
Just roll the dice. Whatever. But you're going to give up the ball. It's like going for... on fourth down.
Right.
Pretty much.
But if it's fourth and say six, right?
Yeah.
And the dude can kick a 73-yarder and you're on your own 50, why not?
Punt it through, yeah.
Well, kick it through. If you're punting it, then
whatever. You hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You put your foot on the ball. It goes.
In a field goal type of scenario, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that could change the game. If you got guys that can do that, then.
It's bound to happen, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
They're going to get longer and longer and longer, right? People are going to figure it out.
You remember dudes used to kick with bare feet?
Damn right.
Yeah, Tony the Toe. You remember
Savages.
Tony?
Savages.
Yeah, they'd go out there in the winter.
Damn right.
Running on snow with a bare foot.
They had one shoe on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always had one shoe.
Yeah.
Like, how's that helping you?
Yeah, I guess, you know, your plant foot.
Your plant foot.
You want it to be sticky, you know. Yeah. Anyway, back to wide receivers, so...
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know either. Terrell Pryor, his performance last year in Cleveland. Well, you know, he's just next guy on the list to talk about. He's at the middle of the third round with Washington. I think he's going to be all right. I think he's probably not going to put up wide receiver one numbers, but if you get a guy in the third round, maybe you're not
after
that.
I don't know. With Cousins, man, if they use him correctly, I don't know, man.
He's got huge upside. That's
huge.
The thing.
He's a really talented athlete. Like, there's no question about that. So, I think he might also be a gem, especially in PPR formats. Right?
Exactly.
Because they're going to go after him, and we all know that those tight ends in Washington get hurt all the time.
Well,
so
some of them don't even make it through, you know, the first week of camp. Looking at you, Jordan Reed.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so.
So they're going to need a steady Eddie kind of guy, and Pryor's not a burner. He's just a good route runner. And he's a heck of an athlete.
He is. And, you know, he'll go outside. He'll go in the middle, and it's all good.
Doesn't matter.
Plus, they have Crowder there, who's good. And they have Doxson, who could be good.
No.
Could be.
No.
You never know.
No.
You're saying Josh Doxson, not good.
I'm saying he might be okay. But what I'm saying is this year, it's going to be all about Pryor and Crowder.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, the third guy is, you know, could be good, could not be. If your name is Larry Fitzgerald and you're in the slot... You garner some attention.
Sure.
If your name, say, isn't, then it's not.
Say is not?
It's not, yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, not Larry. So, you know, I'm pretty high on Terrell Pryor. In fact, in this league we're talking about, I kept him. I think I get him for a 14th rounder or something, which is fantastic. Yeah, it's only his, like, second year playing wide
Mike
receiver.
Mike Williams for a second, I think.
No, you didn't keep Mike Williams. You kept Michael Thomas.
No, or Michael Thomas for a second, I think.
Yeah.
Fourth.
I could have kept Jordy Nelson for a second. But I thought, you know, I can probably draft Jordy Nelson with a second. Anyway.
I would have went prior to, I think, in that situation.
Yeah, it's just too mad of value.
Nelson for a second's pretty, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You lock up.
But you know what? I can draft him and have Jordy Nelson and Terrell Pryor.
Or not.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson, who scored how many touchdowns last year? He was like third. Man, it'd be amazing if you keep him for like a 16th. That'd be crazy.
A week doesn't go by. Listening to
for
things.
For those of you who don't know.
Oh, good God.
You all know, right?
Yeah, if you're new to the show, Lyle kept Jordy Nelson for a 17th rounder. This will be a second year keeping him.
We voted on having a keeper. I ended up keeping him. Yeah. I drafted him and kept him on my IR for the whole year. And now I get him for a 16th.
Yeah, Jamie did that with Martavis Bryant. So he'll get him for a 17th if he keeps
That's pretty good.
Sometime.
It's pretty good. It's not Jordy Nelson, though.
It's not Jordy Nelson. you're a dick. All right, so indeed, looking at Buffalo news, Sammy Watkins limped off the field the other day.
Dude, no thanks.
You know what? I
thought
it.
I was on fire last year. I drafted Zeke, then I drafted Keenan Allen, then I drafted Sammy Watkins. I thought I was on fire, Kevin.
Turns out your team was on fire.
Well, they all died.
They didn't die, but they might as well have.
For me, they died.
So, you know, I like the situation in Buffalo.
I like it too.
I like LeSean McCoy. Yep. I like Sammy Watkins when he's healthy.
Me too.
I like Tyrod.
Yep.
You know,
Tyrod's okay.
Tyrod is underrated as hell.
He is.
You know, so look into Tyrod Taylor for your second QB. You'd love
second. Him. Number two, yes. Yeah. Not a number one, yeah.
No, if you're counting on him to win your league for you probably got problems. But, dude, you know, you can't count on the Sammy Watkins health. It's like, why are you going to spend a second-round pick on Gronkowski when there's a better-than-average chance that he's not going to play the entire season?
I got him in the fourth last year, and I was so happy about
Sammy?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. But, dude, I mean, he may not even make it out of camp.
I know.
I'd love to see him play a full season to see what kind of numbers a dude
could
put
up. Dude, if Keenan Allen was healthy, he's gonna be a top-five wide receiver.
Top-five guy, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not even close. But these guys, you know, and this goes into, like, a lot of the luck that's involved in drafting. Man, you have to get a guy who's going to be healthy all year. Look, Danny Woodhead's never been injured. He's always been fine.
Yeah.
Last year,
all of a sudden,
he went down. And guess what? A bunch of teams went, WTF do I do now?
I was one of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think I grabbed him in the second or third, you know. But
in a PPR, I think I drafted him in the third.
That's why we're drafting first and third in that league, is because most of our guys got hurt.
I know.
Anyway, the reason Drew's drafting second is he took Adrian Peterson instead of Antonio Brown. But it wouldn't have mattered because I took Antonio Brown and I'm drafting right behind him.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so all my running backs got hurt. So, Sammy, you know what? I'm going to throw a big void on him. But, you know, really, for his sake, I hope he can play the entire season.
Damn right. I'd love to see what he's capable of. Man. Yeah. I mean, I think he's probably one of the better wide receivers in the league, but
he's fast and huge and can, you know, catch.
And athletically talented. And
all that stuff, yeah.
Attractive.
Great hair.
Yeah.
I don't know about the attractive part. Anyway, you're weird. Demaryius Thomas, love him. I mean, I absolutely know both of those receivers, you know, Manny Sanders and Thomas. But, dude.
Again, that quarterback
same
situation.
Same thing last year. It's like, you know, like Bill Parcells said, like we've talked about this before. If you have two quarterbacks, it means you don't have one. So you got Simeon, who will probably win the gig. And then they spent a first rounder, a back end of the first rounder on Paxton Lynch, right? So he should
be starting. I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Can see over the line, all that kind of stuff. I would not have been disappointed if the Eagles would have traded back and drafted Paxton Lynch.
Well, I would have because they wouldn't have Wentz then.
Yeah, I would have been fine with that. I'm not convinced that Wentz is the guy.
Well, I like his work ethic. Let's put it that way. Not saying Lynch doesn't have a good one. But, dude, all offseason, Wentz was just about, you know, working on his footwork and tightening up his throwing motion.
I think he's going to be okay. Yeah. But if he turns out to be a Joe Flacco, it wouldn't shock me either.
No. I mean, because, you know, a serviceable guy
starter in the league, for sure.
Well, because that's the thing. I mean, how many Aaron Rodgers do you get? You get one. We just happen to be in a quarterback, you know, renaissance, if you will, of Brady, Manning before him, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, who's close to that conversation. Yeah. You know, you got, you know, those kind of guys.
Jay Cutler.
The best part about that was the sincere, earnest look on Lyle's face as he said Jay Cutler. Because I was waiting for the next, you know, quarterback to come out.
I had to do it.
Good God.
Got to have a laugh, fellas.
Yeah, you got to get that chuckle.
Hopefully you guys had a laugh, too, in the car or like wherever you are.
Blake Bortles.
Hey, dude, the starter for the Miami Dolphins.
He is.
Probably. How bad is that? That's a playoff team, right, who lost a, I don't know, man, I guess the future quarterback of the organization. I mean,
the guy's been there for a long time.
I don't hate Tannehill, though. I think Tannehill could be pretty good. But he goes down, and they're like, oh, these backups? F you guys. We're going to get Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Matt Moore's got to be like, well, I mean, maybe they could bring in Kaepernick, right? But then, you know, how bad do you have to feel if you're Matt Moore that they bring in Jay freaking Cutler?
Insulin pump Cutler to the ball game. And you know what, dude? I bet he'll have some success.
You know, he will, because, you know, he's played in the Adam Gase system.
Absolutely.
Before. Had success in the Adam Gase system in Chicago, right?
Yep.
Plus, there's no pressure on him to be more than a stopgap till Tannehill comes back.
Plus, it's a weak division. You only have to beat the Patriots.
So a couple little tidbits I found funny about Cutler. He said he woke up in the team hotel and couldn't remember where the hell he was for the first couple seconds. He's like, he wakes up, he's like, the hell am I? Oh, that's right, I'm playing for Miami now. Second thing is, he's out at practice, out at training camp, right? And he turns to somebody and says, it's kind of hot out here. Wait a minute. Is this normal or is this hot? Because it's really hot.
He's used to playing in Chicago.
And
Denver before that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
They were probably like, this is normal.
Actually, it's kind of a breezy, nice day.
Yeah,
today.
It's actually refreshing.
Yeah, in August, Miami, probably not the chilliest place.
I've been down that way this time of year, and it's
a little
pretty
close,
a little balmy,
good old dewy, you know.
You do
a little case of swamp ass if you're down there.
Not
too
a little case,
yeah,
yeah. It's full on. You know, ahead and be.
Yeah, that's okay. You're good. You can stop.
Clinical.
Clinical. All right. So we talked about Keenan Allen a little bit. You know.
Listen,
there are a lot of footballs.
All these guys excite me, right? It's in tier 4, tier 5, right? Alshon, you were talking about Pryor, Devontae Adams.
Yeah,
we're talking
a big ass tier.
Sure,
here,
sure.
You all right? What the hell was that?
swallowed my tongue. Keenan Allen, Crabtree, Manny Sanders, Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry. What happens with him in a PPR now with Cutler there?
Right.
Reek Hill. Who I'm really excited about.
I'm kind of interested to see where he goes, because now, like last year, Macklin was the guy, so Reek Hill could kind of just run
he
loose.
He could roam around, and they also didn't have a tape on him, really.
Yeah.
You know, like early part, right? But he's such a burner, dude. I think he's going to do damage no matter what he does.
They'll
get him the ball in space, and then he'll just do stuff. With the football.
Kind of Taylor Gabriel-ish.
And even better. Because he's Tyreek Hill, not
Taylor Gabriel. Yeah.
So all these guys, Edelman, you mentioned Crowder, Stephon Diggs, like Moncrief, given his situation. Kelvin Benjamin's really interesting.
Let's talk about Alshon Jeffrey real quick.
Let's do that.
And not because he's an Eagle, but because...
He's an Eagle.
Right now, dude, he's a fourth rounder. I don't know if he's a fourth rounder. A couple reasons. Soft tissue injury history, okay? Mm-hmm. Which kind of concerns me. Mm-hmm. Because those can happen and linger. You know, if you tweak a knee, if you tweak a thumb or whatever, those are things that have a timetable. Soft tissue injuries really don't have a timetable as to when you can generally come back. They tend to linger. They tend to nag you. So Alshon Jeffrey has a history of those, and that bothers me, for a fourth rounder. You know, sixth rounder? Okay. I've kind of gotten past my first five guys.
Can I explain something to you?
Well, you can try.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm going to buy it.
That's fine. Let's look at these guys around them. Golden Tate, Manny Sanders, Larry Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry, Reek Hill. Pryor, even Devontae Adams, like all these guys. Let's talk about them.
Some of those guys I would probably put up there with him.
Alshon Jeffrey in the fourth round kind of makes me aroused.
If he's healthy.
If he will.
And if he's not smoking weed or taking PEDs.
Sure.
He's not smoking weed, but taking PEDs.
Listen, Listen.
Suspensions, dude.
He has so much upside.
He does.
The guy who has the balls to nab him. Now, we'll never get him in this region.
Yeah, in Philly, we'll forget it. He'll get picked in the third.
It's third or second round. Yeah. Somebody's going to draft him. But you guys out in California or Wisconsin or Illinois or like wherever the hell you are, I think you got a bargain here. Now, let's look through the preseason and see what happens. I mean, tomorrow night we got a game. I guess he'll be on the field for a series.
Maybe, yeah.
So
I think he and Wentz are going to be on the same pitch count.
Probably, yeah. But, I mean, I think this is one of those later round guys. Because, Kevin, if everything was, you know, different about Alshon, he didn't miss, you know, last year with the suspension and all that stuff, or the portion of that, and he came to the Eagles, he'd be a second rounder, right? Probably.
Probably.
I'm guessing.
Didn't have a great year last year, but, you know, the...
issues
that he had.
Sure. But right. I'm just saying, like old Alshon, and it's not like the guy's old.
No.
Right? He's a young dude. He's got a one-year deal. He has to prove himself. I don't know, man. I think he's kind of a bargain in the fourth. If I'm drafting wide receiver there, and I'm looking at all these guys, all the way down the list, Stephon Diggs, Moncrief, Kelvin Benjamin, Brandon Marshall, you know, Keenan Allen, Crabtree, like all these names. I look at Alshon and I go, I don't know, man. I think you could be top 10.
Well, maybe.
I think he could. And in the fourth round, that's good value. So, putting my allegiance with the Eagles aside.
Okay, you do that.
I will. And Kevin, you know me better than most. That my allegiance with the Eagles usually means I think they suck and everybody
and
who
not
plays
want
for them
to play
sucks.
With them. Yeah,
right. I don't want to touch them, but I think Alshon actually is super good value this year. Here's the reason: he can catch a football.
He can catch. Yeah.
Yeah. The Eagles receivers couldn't do that last year. Wentz would have had a much better season.
Well, they had 33 drops.
Yeah. How many of those were on third down? Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. And how many of those, I think, 16 interceptions were bounce off of hands into the defender?
It's crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, so it could all be different.
And, dude, he's working with Wentz.
He is. Well, he came here because of Wentz. That's the thing. So, anyway. So. So I'm not convinced. You know,
I will jump.
He's not on my kill list.
If he comes out to me in the fourth round, I will 100% grab him. I will not dive into the third or anything for him, but I would. Like, out of all these other people... Pryor and Devontae Adams are probably the safest. But then you got like Golden Tate and Crabtree and Manny Sanders and Fitzgerald and Reek Hill and Keenan Allen and like all these guys that scare me a little bit.
Yeah, there's reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, Julian Edelman falling as far as he's fallen, I think he's, what, like six?
It's a little bit crazy, too.
It's a little bit crazy.
That's
six
Brandon,
rounds.
That's Brandon Cooks.
I guess. But the thing is, you know, he's still going to be a PPR guy. To be sure.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, six round for Julian Edelman, I'm all over that.
See, but then when you grab a quarterback, Kevin, this is the conundrum I run into every year. I go, I drafted all my running backs and wide receivers, but then in the sixth round, damn it, there's Julian Edelman or there's, Stephon Diggs or, you know, Jameson Crowder. Well, how can I draft Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, you can draft Ben Roethlisberger, but what you need to, if you're going to draft Ben, and we'll talk more about quarterbacks next week, but I got to make this point about Ben over and over just to make sure everybody hears it. Only play Ben when he's at home, because at home, he's a top five quarterback.
Yeah, he's better, yeah.
On the road, he's like better. Number 30, okay? Yeah, yeah. So you need to find a guy who's playing at home or anywhere, you know, when Ben is on the road.
How about you just, you know,
not pick Ben?
Draft Ben, yeah.
Well, because
he's always my second.
Because, dude, half the time he's great.
He is great.
You know, if he's playing at the Hines.
Dude, he'll throw 304 touchdowns at the Hines.
Do you know what? You know, it's funny. I actually took the Hines tour when I went to Pittsburgh.
Did you really?
How
cool was that?
It was awesome. Yeah. They wouldn't let us actually on the field.
Aw.
Yeah. But the great thing about it is like when the Steelers come out of the locker room, they all touch the painting.
Right.
Yeah. So I had my kid, James, who was there with me, wearing an Eagles jersey and an Eagles hat. Touching the thing,
that's
like,
hot.
We're gonna throw the mojo on, and guess what? Pittsburgh lost to the Eagles this last year, all because of that.
All because of that. They also have, how many six Super Bowls? Six Berg?
Shh.
How many?
Don't need to.
How many do the Eagles have? I'm trying to forget.
They have three championships.
I'm trying to forget.
No Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know what? I'm happy to take Marcus Mariota in the eighth if I can get Julian Edelman in the sixth. You know, I'm even happy to take Kirk Cousins in the eighth or Jameis Winston in the eighth.
These are dice rolls. I would prefer to have somebody a little bit better.
Well, like Derek Carr, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, listen, I really like Russell Wilson where he is this year. You know, later on, outside of the first five, six rounds, I'm good there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like him in round three or round four last year.
Dude,
you know?
Nobody did. Well, a lot of people did. People took him, you know, but it was awful.
But that's
that.
Kind of crazy to me. He's not that kind of guy. But if you get a guy at that right value, and he's gonna perform at that level. And then sometimes, you know, let's say 4 weeks out of the season, he's going to way surpass it.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to run for 60 yards and throw for three touchdowns and, you know, another, you know, 310. Like, he's going to blow up. And you're like, okay.
Well, I think
there's more points for him.
I think having a good running game is absolutely going to help him.
Yeah, but is that Thomas Rawls?
Well, you know, it's either Thomas Rawls
good 2 years ago.
Or it's Eddie Lacy. Or, you know what, dude? It could be C.J. Procise.
Maybe.
You know?
It's
one of those
dudes. Probably somebody's
going
to get hurt.
Well, their backfield's a mess now because they're all good guys. So, you know, how many
they were all good
touches?
Guys last year, too.
Well, there was some injury issues. You know,
there was,
recovery issues.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you know, Fat Eddie is in town.
But he's fat,
Eddie. No, he's made all of his...
Sure he has.
He's under 250.
Sure he has.
So he's gotten all of his money.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I'm still not drafting Fat Eddie.
No, me either.
So let's see. What's the next tier here? We're probably still in the same tier because this next tier is huge. You mentioned Stephon Diggs, dude.
Yeah, Diggs.
He's really
Eric Decker, Jeremy Maclin, Ty
Diggs
Williams.
Is getting no love, though, dude. He should be probably fifth round.
No.
I think seventh round is way too late for him.
It's probably late.
But you know what? If that's where he falls, great, because it's value, and I dig value. I think Moncrief is a little late in the seventh as well, but now with Luck's issues.
Yeah, he'll probably fall, actually.
Yeah. Dude, you know, I've heard that Brian Hoyer is having a really, really good camp.
Dude, he's a great quarterback.
Well,
he really is.
He wasn't great for the Texans in that playoff game. That really kind of blew him water. But.
Well, dude, how long did he play in that system?
I don't know.
Right.
Long enough. A year, presumably.
Yeah,
but,
not long enough.
You know, I think he's steady.
He's a great
steady
quarterback,
enough.
Man.
Well, great. I don't know
okay.
about great.
Yeah, he's not great like Tom Brady or Drew Brees is great. But, okay, let me tell you. He's a solid quarterback in the NFL. Dude, he had success with the Browns and the Bears.
Yeah, it did. He did play well last year with the Bears.
I'm telling
you. And that's what saved him. Because he screwed the pooch for the Texans and then was basically shipped out of town on a rail, right?
That's crazy
talk. And then when Cutler got hurt, he came in and actually played well for the Bears.
He did play well.
And he didn't really win games, but he was a fantasy freaking juggernaut.
He didn't
dude.
Win games in Cleveland either. But.
And here's the thing. He's not going to win them in Frisco either.
No, he's not.
But the thing is, you want them to be behind because he's going to be throwing.
Yeah, and he's a fun quarterback to watch, man.
He is.
He is not afraid to throw it out there. He is not Alex Smith, man.
So, you know, one of the reasons, I mean, I love Pierre Garçon in the eighth, dude.
Yeah?
If you can get him in the back of the seventh or in the middle of the eighth. Because really, he's not in the back end of the draft where you really want to be, you know, picking young guys and high upside guys. But, dude, in the eighth round?
Yeah, I think I'm fading him.
Yeah. All right, well, you fade him. Leave him for me.
Yeah, I would draft, like, Tyrell Williams, for example, in front of him. I go with somebody a little, Devontae Parker in Miami, even if Jay Cutler's
there.
See,
the problem
there.
With Ty Williams is, dude, is there's a lot of competition for footballs in San Diego. I'm sorry, Los
in
Angeles.
L.A.
Jesus.
By the way, that was the problem with the Magic Formula Calculator, by the way.
Oh.
It was L.A.
L.A. versus San Diego?
Yeah. Damn. That was the issue. So it was like, we don't know what this San Diego is. So it was like, this whole file is debunked. So we'll just go back to 2015.
It's like year 2000 all over again.
I know.
I thought it was 1999.
God damn it.
So Names I'm really looking at as we get back into the middle and back rounds. I really like Devontae Parker, and I don't think Cutler being there instead of Tannehill hurts his value any.
Maybe not, but what really excites me is we get to this you know middle to late tiers of all this stuff, and I start seeing names that make me lick my lips, dude. John Brown, sure. Cam Meredith, Randall Cobb.
Quincy Nunn was out for the year. That's heartbreaking.
Thielen,
not really
big fan.
Thielen, huge. I
mean, Corey Coleman could do damage in Cleveland
if he can get and stay healthy.
Rishard Matthews, Corey Davis in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones in Detroit. So I'll take him.
Yeah.
Teddy Ginn in New Orleans.
Nelson Aguilar in Philadelphia. Dude, he could be starting in the slot.
No.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and he'll drop balls there too. Tyler Lockett, Breshad Perriman, and Sterling Shepard are interesting. I know we've been waiting for Perriman. Kevin White falls in the same category. Yeah. We've been waiting for these guys. Well, I mean, Shepard showed up a little bit last year. He's a rookie. But more to the point, White and Perriman, just injury has stopped their career. Really curious to see what they can do. You probably pick them up super late.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Dude, I'm looking here. This is the Fantasy Football Calculator ADP,
mm-hmm.
Which is part of the Fantasy Pros, which is
super late.
Dude, name that's back on this list, 13th
mm-hmm.
round,
mm-hmm.
Josh Gordon.
Josh
Gordon.
Motherfucking.
Yeah. He allegedly can reapply for reinstatement in the fall, quote unquote.
Dude, lick your lips. Wait, does the fall mean after September 21st?
I don't know.
Or
hopefully it means, I mean, Martavis Bryant's now able to go to practice. The question is, if Josh Gordon does actually get reinstated into the NFL, will Cleveland take him? Because you know, all we've heard when he gets suspended or he's out for the year or whatever is that
if
you know,
they
they've
don't,
moved on.
It'll be the best thing that's ever happened to Josh Gordon.
It will be, yeah.
If they fade him and then, like, you know, I don't know, Jacksonville's like, all right, we'll take a flyer.
Or Philadelphia.
Nah. Taylor Gabriel and Will Fuller way down the list.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, Taylor Gabriel
Eli
did what he
Rogers.
Did last year and is still so far down this list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand he's a situational player and he's a matchup player.
But again, late.
But, dude.
I can always drop him.
Late is great also, but if you're playing a DraftKings league, get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
you've got to put that dude in the flex.
Die in a fire. Or
wait, is that a good thing?
Or put him in the flex. Either you die in a fire.
Yeah. Mohamed Sanu is toward the back end as well. And you know what? The Cowboys' leading receiver, Cole Beasley. Can be had in the 14th round?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
PPR dynamite.
Yeah. Now, who knows whether he's going to continue that, but who
he
knows?
He won't because the Cowboys suck, but...
Speaking of the Cowboys sucking, I'm not sorry if you're a Cowboys fan. It seems to me that the NFL Network is now the Cowboys Network because every single day, we're live at Cowboys camp. Well, you know what? Why the hell are you live at Cowboys camp every day?
So I watch it too, and they're live at pretty much every camp.
They're live at every camp, but they're at Cowboys camp every day. Now, I know they're in Oxnard, and NFL Network is in L.A., but you know what? The Rams and the Chargers are in L.A. too. You're not there every day. They're literally at Cowboys camp every friggin' day.
Maybe because it's America's team. This is Trump's America, goddammit.
No, I think it's Jerry Jones' NFL Network.
Doesn't matter. It's Trump's America.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has to do with the Cowboys in Texas.
Trump's from New York.
Remember the Alamo.
What the hell are you talking about? Guys that I might take a flyer on late, like guys like J.J. Nelson.
Yeah.
I kind of dig him. And for some reason, Alan Hearns is getting no love.
Laquan Treadwell has me really excited in Minnesota as a roll the dice kind of guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of those guys. And you know, whether they stay on your team for the entire year.
They won't.
You know, guys like Zay Jones in Buffalo.
Yeah.
If Sammy Watkins goes down, I mean.
Which
he will. I know Zay Jones is young and all that kind of stuff, but, dude, mm-hmm. the guy's got mad skills. And John Ross in Cincinnati, same way.
I'll tell you who nobody's talking about, Kevin, and literally nobody is talking about. And talking about a late-round
flyer. Except for
ours.
Now.
Dude, the Washington Redskins, dude, Brian Quick, who has had a really, like, quiet career, didn't really, but every year you'd see a little something. And, dude, yeah, he was on a terrible team. Yeah, now he's got a good quarterback. Now he's got some other receivers around him who might draw some attention. I'm telling you right now, he's going to have a better year than he's ever had in his entire career.
I'm not sure that's really hard to do.
It's probably not. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, again, dude, I'll take a flyer. I'll take three weeks on him. I don't have to keep him. I can dump him, you know, after week three if he does nothing.
Yeah, that's the.
I'd be shocked. Well, if he doesn't have some decent games, he'll do better.
That's for sure. Yeah. Now the thing is, and you know, we always talk about how important the draft is, and it is. But dude,
50%.
If you
want to
win it,
waiver.
You got to make waiver wire moves. 50%
is waiver.
Now it's going to be interesting to see with this other league. There's $150 budget you have. Mm-hmm. Now sometimes you can vote on, you can bid on zero on a defense or whatever, and still get him because you're the only person who bid. That's a possibility. But if you want to get a player, if say Brian Quick has two good weeks and he's on our waiver wire show, maybe you drop $5 for him or something. Silent auction. I think that's a good idea. I kind of dig that.
I dig it, too.
Did we miss anybody? We talked about,
there's a ton of people we missed. But the point is to look down that list and look at some of these names that maybe you haven't heard of a whole lot, or maybe you even have, but you saw them on other teams, like Brian Quick, who wasn't that good. Examine their new situation.
DeSean Jackson.
We'll see about that.
Well, he's going to, he's not going to be gettable because right now he's back into the seventh.
That's too much.
But he's on Hard Knocks now, so he's going to be jacked up. He's going to be at least sixth round, and that's too early.
Even seventh is a little too much for me. I need a little bit more. Even as an Eagle, he wasn't.
He was a big play, two plays a game,
two or three
plays
a game. Right. And if he didn't make those catches, that was it. He's a burner, and that's all he's got. He's not a good route runner. And I love him, and I'll always love him because he beat the Giants with that punt return.
How often do you watch that?
I would say roughly, probably not once a month, but I would guess every 6 weeks. Yeah, I'll just be laying in bed sometimes at night, and I'm like, oh, let me check that out again.
Dude.
But I crank it, like before Eagle season, I crank it, and I go through the ritual and watch the Joe Buck call.
Right,
and
you watch the Joe Buck call
and
first.
I watch the Merrill call.
Right. DeSean Jackson gets a block. That's the Joe Buck call.
Are you kidding me?
Right. And then
still not in and now in, no flags.
No flags. And with the Eagles, you always have to say that because you assume that if there's a big play, there's a flag.
There's a flag.
So, yeah, and then you
go. Then Merrill Reese, he dials it all the way back.
He does.
Till 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
And that'll just about do it.
And that'll just about wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know, when the Giants score, what was the score? 38 to 16.
It was low.
It was a gigantic lead. Everybody's like, oh, God, they're talking about this again.
They go again. But you know what? This is the NFL.
This is why we love football.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have a Super Bowl win. You know what I have? That day, I was with Kevin at Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant. His kids left. There was a bunch of Giants
fans
in there. Oh, Robbie did stay. That's right.
And we were with my friend Steve and his son.
That's
Steve.
Right.
Jamie
didn't
got
remember
bored.
Them at all.
Yeah, Jamie got bored and had. And
I forgot
came to pick
those
him
other
up.
People even existed. But there was a bunch of Giants fans in there, and by early in the third quarter, it was obvious the Eagles had lost, and the Giants fans were gloating and all that kind of stuff.
That was beautiful.
And then it started to happen, and then Vic did things.
Brent Sella caught one.
He caught a touchdown. Macklin made that awesome cut. And ran in, and Michael Vick was running all over the field. Nobody could touch him. And, it just happened. And that was – it literally is the beauty of football. That is the beauty of football.
And
Giants fans out there, I get that you're pissed about that, and you should be. But please remember, the Eagles did not win another game for the rest of the season.
They did. They lost the next week to the Cowboys, and then lost the week after that to the Cowboys.
Yes, they did. But at the same time, your team has had those games, too. You beat the Patriots twice
in
the Super Bowl.
When you really shouldn't
on
have.
Some BS, right? Like, right. Some crazy stuff happened. That's football, and that's the kind of – I always tell people when they come to the games with me, they're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And I'm like, you cannot have amazing sports moments without tremendous amounts of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it. right? Because if everything was going your way, oh, okay, you just won.
Yeah, when we were at B-Dubs for that game,
yeah,
we had actually gotten our checks.
Oh, yeah, we were about to bounce.
Yeah, and then they scored a touchdown. We're like, eh, let's
that's how I'll finish. I'll finish my beer.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was good. And we come home, and I said to Jamie, I'm like, you see the end of the game? He's like, nah. I'm like, dude.
Oh, man, did you whiff there?
Now, you know, we both went into this last year's Super Bowl, both rooting for the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, screw the Patriots, really. I mean, they've had enough.
I mean, yeah, I just wanted to see somebody else win. Right. And the Falcons had a good team.
They did. And you know what? But you know when it came and New England won, then it was like, what a great game
was. Oh, man. Fantastic.
I was okay with the ending because you know what? They earned it.
I was okay with the ending until I talked to a Patriots fan.
Yeah, and after that it was done.
Yeah, then I wanted to strangle them and go back in time and fix it so that the Falcons won.
Yes. Yeah,
so but people were, I remember people were complaining about that field goal. It was 28-0 and then the Patriots kicked a field goal, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And people were like, well, why even bother? Go for it. Why even bother? Yeah, this is why you bother.
Yeah.
Because every point counts in the NFL.
It does.
It counts. And you know what? That field goal ended up being all the difference.
So my friend Steve, Patriots fan, right, sent me an article via text. It was like, I guess the Patriots aren't going to try to win the Super Bowl this year. And basically Robert Kraft said, yeah, we've run out of room for banners in the stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, he can
die. I sent him back two words.
I'm guessing they were F and U.
Well, the second word was U. The first one was not thank. It was not thank. Anyway. I'm
guessing it started with F and ended with K. You and a C in there somewhere?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I just did, dude? I suck.
What'd you do?
I got to turn this up, too, because I turned it down. Now I can do this. You ready?
Let's ride.
I'm ready. Oh, there it is.
There we go. Well, I don't know if you got anything out of the show, but you know what?
Probably not.
We talked about a lot of wide receivers.
Yeah, this is what we do this time of year. We BS. Listen, after next week, we'll have a little bit of data.
Right. Once we see
start
preseason
talking
games.
About that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, if you got the scratch, buy the preseason pass from NFL.com.
Yeah,
you can watch every game.
Yeah, you do.
Every preseason game. And not only that, they condense it for you. You can watch the 20 minutes, you know, and honestly, you only got to watch 10 because the backups are going to play the second half.
Right.
So, yeah, dude, it's worth the money. And it's super fun.
Do the all 22 and all those things?
Yeah. It's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And you know what? By the regular season too. You know, I have the DirecTV package, but I still get the NFL.com one. Yeah. Just because you can see so much.
Yep. I don't have DirecTV anymore. I cut the cable, but I have options.
Well, you had an issue and it was down for 3 weeks and nobody noticed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. But dude, I'm just all over Netflix, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. And some DirecTV. These are not paid.
So when Kevin said that, he was talking about my DirecTV went out for 3 weeks when somebody re-shingled my roof, and nobody in the house noticed that it was out, and I was paying like $1.80 a month for that thing. So that I was like, all right, I'm cutting this off.
Yeah, why would you hang on to it if nobody's watching it?
You know what? I don't miss it.
Yeah.
It's just live sports, and I have Sling now. Which is pretty good about that. And I have the Red Zone channel with Sling.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. I just can't watch specific games, but I'm going to work on fixing that this year.
Well, the great thing
actually
about
a good
it
thread
is
on our website about cutting the cable and how to get DirecTV Sunday ticket without the actual satellite and all that stuff. So
it's a shame you don't know a guy who has DirecTV Sunday ticket. You could just give you a login.
I do.
You could just watch those games on your iPad.
Oh, do you think that I don't use that?
I gave that to you years ago.
You did, and I do.
And also my HBO login.
The problem is, Kevin, is that I tend to like to watch more than one thing at a time, so I keep a laptop with me while I'm watching the TV.
Yeah.
And I have the Red Zone channel on the laptop.
I do the same thing.
And I have the game that I want to watch on the TV, so that I could pay attention to both.
Yeah, where I sit in my couch and I look to the right, and that's where my TV is. I put my iPad with the Red Zone channel on the arm of the chair so I can just, I don't even have to move, I just shift my eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Commercials be damned.
That's where I'm at.
That's a thing of beauty. All right, guys, we're out. We'll be back next week to talk about quarterbacks and other things as we tend to do. So enjoy your week. Make sure you go to thefantasyfootballguys.com. Check out the forum. Ask questions.
And we will answer.
And we'll answer them on the show.
Also, check out that magic formula calculator. It will change your game.
It should. It will certainly change your draft. You know? Yeah. Well, it'll give you the information.
Give you some
you
info.
Need.
Running backs are back.
They are. Last year, not so much. This year?
And you look at the 1 year, it's not even close now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 3 and the 5 are pretty...
They're stout.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next week. See ya. No, love you mean it?
Love you mean it.